Please stand and let's read together as a call and response from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
For I am gentle and humble in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience,
kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
There is no law against such things. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I wonder, does your grandmother have things that she says, phrases that you've never heard before, sayings that maybe you don't really understand? They're usually short bursts of wisdom, and they take a complicated lesson and boil it down into one phrase that's easy to remember. My grandmother and mother are full of these sayings. Things like, a stitch in time saves nine, which means do it now so there's not so much work later. Or you'll catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, meaning something like be kind instead of sour to get the things you want in life. Or many hands make light work, meaning ask for help to accomplish a large task. It will go more quickly and easily. Now, the Old Testament book of Proverbs is filled up with these sorts of wise sayings. And in this book, there is a character called Wisdom, who is sort of like a grandmother, summing up situations with short phrases. In the 8th chapter of Proverbs, Wisdom has this to say about herself. So, my little children, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed the man, blessed the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find real life. To say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. Wisdom teaches us that following her teaching is the path to life, to real life and blessing. And what's more, to not follow her sayings can actually hurt you, can cause damage to your soul, steering you toward death. Today we read these lines from the Gospel of Matthew all together. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus sounds a lot like the voice of wisdom from Proverbs 8, calling us to follow. Out in front of us is a path, and that path is split. We can follow Jesus and find rest, relief from our burdens, or we can continue alone, weary and carrying heavy loads. When Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," he is inviting everyone who listens not only to hear what Jesus is saying, but also to take action. A yoke is a bar made out of wood, and it sits on the shoulders of two animals. Sometimes there are lines of animals that are yoked together in pairs who are all working together. The yoke keeps the animals together so that they can each pull a plow to dig up the earth for planting seeds. The yoke helps the animals bear the weight of the plow together. The yoke that Jesus is talking about in his teaching is his teaching. His yoke isn't a piece of wood. It's a way of living. When Jesus offers to all who are weary and carrying heavy loads, he is giving us a tool that makes the work easier. To be clear, it's not an escape from the weight of the work or from the work itself. There's another collection of ancient wisdom in a book called Sirach. Sirach is similar to the book of Proverbs, and many people who heard Jesus' teaching in Galilee probably had heard of Sirach. The 51st chapter of Sirach also talks about a yoke, and it says, "Put your neck under the yoke and let your souls receive instruction. It is to be found close by. See with your eyes that I have labored little and found myself much rest." Doesn't that sound like what Jesus was saying? Putting your neck under a yoke is the same as following instruction. It's an image that illustrates what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Now, Jesus talks about the yoke as his yoke. So does that mean there are other yokes? If we read what Jesus says in other places in the Gospel of Matthew, we find out that there are other religious teachers who are also giving instructions to their followers. Jesus is saying that his yoke is lighter. Jesus' yoke is given in gently and in humility. These other religious teachers' instructions were like heavy burdens. The teachers were not gentle or humble like Jesus, and their yoke didn't make the work any easier. I wonder, what are the things that make us feel burdened? What makes us tired? What makes the work that we do feel like we're making our way through thick mud instead of walking on soft, squishy grass? Jean Vanier has an idea about what makes us feel weary and burdened. Jean Vanier is the founder of L'Arche Communities. L'Arche is a French word that means ark, as in Noah's Ark. L'Arche Communities, they say, provide homes and workplaces where people with and without intellectual disabilities live and work together as peers, create inclusive communities of faith and friendship, and transform society through relationships that cross social boundaries. Vanier noticed that the people who lived in his community were wounded. That is to say that they were hurt because they were lonely. Many felt unloved or unwanted. They didn't have friends, and society didn't want them either. And so they built up walls, not real walls, but imaginary walls around their hearts. They wanted to protect themselves from getting hurt. Unfortunately, that meant that they had a hard time receiving love because it couldn't get through the wall that they had built up. Sometimes they isolated themselves, and sometimes they acted angry. It made it even harder for them to receive love, which is what they really wanted. Does that remind you of the Skog from the story that we read earlier? The Skog tried to scare the mice away, even though he was lonely, because he was afraid. Perhaps we too have a wound caused by loneliness or by feeling unloved or unwanted or unheard. We too build up walls to protect ourselves, but it makes us feel tired and even more alone. Jesus' teaching is different than other religious teachers because Jesus sees the walls that we're building up, the ways that we explode in anger or are burdened so that we cannot act. Jesus responds with gentleness, not with arrogance, not by saying, "I told you so," instead with humility, inviting us to come. Come all who are weary. Come just as you are. Come take up his yoke. Jesus sees that we have a wound that needs to be healed, a burden that we need to give up, a wall that we need to tear down. And because we learn to trust Jesus, we are able to receive healing, to lay down our burdens, and to tear down the walls that divide us. Not only the walls that keep us from Jesus, but the walls that keep us from each other. In seeing our wounds, Jesus demonstrates gentleness. Gentleness considers other people, and gentleness acts. A philosopher in ancient Greece named Aristotle wrote about gentleness and said that it is right in the center between not being able to be angry or having too much anger. Gentleness is responding at just the right time, for just the right amount of time, and responding with the feelings that don't overwhelm or that don't exist at all. That's what Jesus seems to do. He sees us just as we are and loves us gently by teaching us just as at the right time, with about as much as we can handle, and with passion. When Jesus teaches in the gospel, he responds to people that are gathered around him in different ways. Sometimes he heals. Sometimes he encourages. Sometimes he teaches, and sometimes he corrects. Jesus gives each according to their need so that all can work together to build up the kingdom of God. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we've talked about how the fruit are signs that show others and ourselves that we are followers of Jesus. Gentleness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And I think that gentleness is at the heart of what it means to follow Jesus. Because not only does Jesus treat us gently, part of Jesus' teaching is to be gentle ourselves, to be gentle to ourselves, and to be gentle with others. Following Jesus is not just following what Jesus says, but also what Jesus does. Gentleness is the quality of Jesus' yoke that makes the labor lighter. Gentleness gives us rest. And taking up Jesus' yoke means that we can be gentle and be healed and tear down walls so that we aren't afraid or responding in exploding anger. Taking up Jesus' yoke means that we learn to be gentle with others so that we build up trust. And trust doesn't mean not acting or not expressing our own feelings. Trust means taking action, expressing our feelings, and then making space for others to do the same. There was a time when Jesus preached to a large group gathered on the side of a mountain. He taught them what it was like to be a part of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, things are turned a bit upside down. The people who are blessed are not the people you would expect. And Jesus said this, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." You see, making peace is a sort of family tradition in God's family. Jesus taught the group gathered on that mountainside about making peace and teaches us still how to make peace. And I don't have to tell you that making peace can be a challenge. What happens when someone says or does something that hurts you? What happens when a group of people is against you? Should you get angry and try to overwhelm them, making them listen to you? Should you run away or not respond at all? Well, you probably don't want to act in extreme anger and overwhelm them, because that doesn't create peace so much as it might put a stop to something without getting at what happened. And you probably don't want to do nothing. Then you haven't made peace either. You've just avoided a conflict. Jean Vanier, the founder of L'Arche, says, "Peace takes time. It is an activity which requires constant attention and care." He has learned about peacemaking by practicing gentleness. For gentleness sows peace. It tends the soil that peace grows up in, and is a part of peace when it is fully grown. When we practice gentleness, we learn to see other people who have hurt us as people who are also hurting. We think about people who are fighting and wonder what walls they have built up to protect themselves. Acting with gentleness means that we respond with care for the other as well as care for ourselves. And gentleness, like peace, takes time and practice. Sometimes the walls that we build up take a long time to come down. Gentleness and peacemaking are best practiced in the community, where you have the time to build trust. This is hard work, and it's work that Jesus does with us. One of the writers of Resources on Gentle Parenting, which is a style of parenting that thinks about developing trust and teaching kids by practicing gentleness, her name is L.R. Nost, and she writes, "Gentleness is not weakness, just the opposite. Preserving a gentle spirit in a heartless world takes extraordinary courage, determination, and resistance. Do not underestimate the power of gentleness, because gentleness is strength wrapped in peace, and therein lies the power to change the world." Gentleness is strength wrapped in peace. That sounds like Jesus. Jesus, who had all of the power of God, came to make peace with us. Jesus didn't overwhelm us with force or power, nor was Jesus passive. Instead, Jesus acted gently, responding to the people who followed him and the people who challenged him by taking the time to know them, to care for their needs, to answer their questions, and to correct them. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to take on his yoke, to obey his instruction, and to walk alongside him, doing the work together. Let us respond to this invitation to rest and peace with a joyful yes. For Jesus has broken down the dividing walls of hostility, and now we take up the practice of gentleness in order to sow more peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.